We got a text from the 603. Hire Emily D. Baker.
I don't think that's her forte, but you know.
Yeah, I don't know that she works in automotive lemon laws.
I don't know. Maybe she knows a thing or two.
The problem is with my with my broken down Jeep Gladiator truck that's a 2020. I've had it now for 4 years. The lemon laws only apply when you buy and it's new, like within the first year or so. I've now had this for 4 years.
Whatever.
But the engine, engine blew up, and now it's broken down again. And I feel like there's some recourse there because it's got to affect the value. Sarah's from Norwood. What do you want me to do, Sarah? What would you do?
All right. So, sorry, I just switched over to Bluetooth. Sorry if there's a bad connection. So I had a similar problem with a new car. And I wrote, and I got the address and all that from the service manager at the dealership that I bought it from. And I wrote to them, and I explained in very exact detail the inconveniences that repairs, you know, caused me. I did some research, found out how many times I brought it to somewhere to be repaired, how much it cost, and how many times I had to call AAA to get it towed. And in your case, that cost a lot of money. And I just chronologically listed it out and said, you know, you've got to produce a better product than this. And they ended up reimbursing me for everything. Now, I still have a car today. They've repaired it. You know, they've repaired everything. And I still have the car today. And I actually had used AAA so many times that they wouldn't pick me up anymore.
Thank you, Sarah. We're going to end right there. That's pretty good.
Oh, my Lord. That's terrifying.
Well, the interesting thing is when you have a car, okay, like you're dealing with all sorts of different things. Like the company that owns, you know, the title of the car, I'm paying them. That's one company. The company that I bought the car from, Grava Jeep, is a second company. And the warranty is done through Fiat Chrysler. That is a third company. So you are always fighting with one of these three companies. And everybody points to the other person. Everybody's like that Spider-Man meme.
I'm so sorry,
Becky's
buddy.
From Middleborough.
I really am.
Your son had the same problem, Becky?
He had the same problem. Yeah, you got to fight these guys for. I would tell him you don't even want the truck back. That's basically what he did. He had a car. He had it for 2 years, and they kept trying to fix it. He couldn't ever get a sticker on it. It wouldn't pass inspection, which they never should have sold him the car anyway. Then he did the same thing. He brought it back. They had it for like 2 or 3 months, couldn't fix it so it could pass inspection, couldn't get it right. And he told him, he's like, I'm not taking the car back. I'm not taking it back. And they ended, he fought with them. He wrote letters, emails, basically threatening to get a lawyer, the whole thing. And he ended up walking out of there with a brand new truck.
Yeah.
Tell him, Carson.
They wanted a down payment.
Will you text me your son's names, please? He's going to be my representation.
Thank you.
Thank you. Allison is from Scituate. And what was this about the tow truck?
Yeah, you were talking about the tow truck driver who didn't want to leave the party and nobody would take the call. In 2011, my son was a tow truck driver. It was a middle of the night call. Nobody wanted. They told him they'd pay him double. He showed up. He connected with the girl because of her last name and a local teacher in our town, and they've been married. They'll be 7 years in September.
The tow truck married? Your tow truck driver married the girl he picked up?
It was my son, yeah, and the girl he picked up, he connected with, and they have been together ever since.
This is the meet cute that we needed to end this story on a happy
know.
Note.
No,
I'm here for it.
I'm best friends now with Frank, the tow truck driver. Like I said, I tipped him $100 too. I just felt so bad for him.
Yeah.
Because I knew he wasn't going to get any of that $535 that I paid to the tow truck company.
I'm sure he does get
No, he gets a little. Yeah, he ain't getting no big chunk of it though. Jessica's from East Bridgewater apparently going through the same thing, Jessica.
Hi.
What happened with you?
Yeah. So I bought my car in November, had it less than a week. Driving down the road, my engine seized, fought forever. But I did get a check. They said I could either buy my car back, they'd give me $6,000 and they'd buy it back from me, or they'd give me $10,000 and I could keep the car. And they did actually put a new engine in the car. So, of course, I took the better deal. But I did fight like hell to get it.
And wow. The thing is, and good for you for fighting them, I don't have another car.
Yeah.
I am screwed.
Mm-hmm.
I am Ubering everywhere now. There is money just like a sieve out of my bank account anytime I got to go anywhere right now.
What? Okay. What if you drive the mixed vehicle? It should be some pre-advertising.
That's actually not a bad idea.
I don't know if we're insured on that.
Mix 104.1 with Carson and Kennedy.